3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, hello and welcome to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. You're listening to Anon Radio, and my name is Tobe. I'm the president and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the first thing on our agenda today is to respond to a message that I am seeing on my comm screen right now. It's from none other than Snow Dusk, one of my favorite SDFers, easily in the top five. He's so damn cool. And just the name alone, Snow Dusk, he wasn't even trying, but that's about the most cyberpunk name I've heard since, I don't know, a William Gibson novel. Just nailed it. Pwned on the first try. And Snow Dusk says, "Hey Tobe, when you go back on, what is the funky shit that's going on in the city right now? So curious." And you must understand that this is a message that he left me in the Anon Radio room of Calm, which, as you know, isn't as heavily trafficked as it was, say, 4 weeks ago. And about an hour and a half ago, maybe 2 hours ago, there's no traffic, there's no, you know, messages, or there's no lines coming up, there's no chatter in the comm room, and so I just threw down a one-liner, and I wrote, I don't remember exactly, but basically, "And I don't want to get caught up in all that funky shit going down in the city," which is one of my favorite Steve Miller Band lyrics, and I heard that song earlier today, and so it's been going through my mind. And so I just happened to type that out. Snow Dusk read it and did not immediately recognize it as a Steve Miller Band lyric. And I don't blame him, because the Steve Miller Band, those songs were all written, oh, probably 10 years before he was born. And being as I don't think he's American, he might not have ever heard the song in its entirety. Who knows? But Snow Dusk, if you're listening, and I bet you are, I bet you've already even Googled Steve Miller Band. Yeah, he'll probably find it. Email me, we'll talk about it later. Okay, next thing on the agenda here today in the Dubious Goals Committee is lamps. I've been building lamps again. I'm thinking about building more lamps. I have that compulsion to make light fixtures. And it all started when, you know, I've been cleaning up my house, and I've been cleaning up this main room that's in the middle floor. My house is a split level. I don't know how to describe the floors. So they're like half floors, you know, right? It's confusing, and I don't understand it. It makes me confused. But I have to walk up and down stairs a lot, and that's a good exercise. So anyway, I cleaned up this, you know, the 1.0 floor, and I have this old light fixture. I made it sort of a light sculpture or something, and it basically ran on Christmas tree lights, just the amber kind, but they were behind a diffuse shade, and so you couldn't really tell. Well, you could kind of tell that there was individual lights in there, and it just gave off this interesting glow, but as you know, Christmas tree lights don't last long, they don't behave properly, they do strange stuff, and so I got ticked off and I trashed them. And so then this thing has sits there on the floor dark, and I didn't like that. So I went out to the hardware store. No, I went to a big box hardware store. I went to the Home Despot, and I practiced home despotism. Because I am the king of my castle. I am the dictator for life of my own house. And I bought one of those porcelain light fixtures. You just screw a light bulb into it. And I got an extension cord, because I couldn't find any pigtails with switches or anything. And I got a compact fluorescent light bulb that was orange. And so I put it all together and I plugged it in, put the shade over it, it looks awesome. Put it on a timer so it goes on it when it gets dark, and then it comes on or goes off at like 4 a.m. or something local time. Anyway, and that got me thinking, oh, you know what else? I gotta go buy some more of those. So, and I did, and I bought another blue light bulb like the one I have in my garage, and I started building other weird stuff, and I got another base, and I got the other cord, and I started putting all this stuff together, and I was freaking out. Nah. So then I have this blue thing, and I couldn't figure out any good thing to put over it, and so I'm still kind of having issues about it. I'm kind of pissed off. But anyway, what I ended up doing was a friend gave me an old fog machine that was broken, and I was going to strip it for parts, because once those heaters go, there's no getting around it. None of the power supplies sometimes. And regardless, I've had this piece of junk, and I've had the cover off forever. You know, it's been sitting in my basement, on my basement floor for years. And so finally I just grabbed the cover and I cleaned it off and I put it in front of the blue light bulb. And it almost worked, but I was like, yeah, what's wrong with this? Like, oh, no diffusion. So I got some regular white tissue paper and I taped a piece inside the cover. And so now it's just, it's way better. It works. It's awesome. And I plug it in at midnight local. I'm excited to plug it in tonight. And then I unplug it when I go to bed, because I don't have a timer for it. So now I got to get a timer. And I had a dream about a timer. I dreamt that I was shopping for timers. And when I say timer, I mean a timed switch that you plug into the outlet on your wall. Then you can plug lamps and stuff into it. And this timer will turn them on and off at your pre-programmed times. But I don't actually use the digital kind. I get the cheap analog kind that just, you know, a little rotating buzzy clockworky thing, and sometimes you pull up these little things or you set a little thing in there to turn things on and off, and you flip a thing and you do another thing, and there's a stuff, and you gotta do the, you gotta set the, how do I describe it? You gotta sort of set it to local time, and it's sort of confusing, but it makes sense if you look at it. Obviously, I can't describe it, but I need some more of those so I can turn these lights on and off automatically at night. And then I have good lighting in my house. That reminds me, I had this neighbor across the street. Did I ever tell you about this guy with the barbecue truck? Well, anyway, he bought a whole bunch of rope light to decorate his barbecue truck with. And he just gave me all the remainder that he had that he ended up not using. And oh, I'm talking about probably a third of the spool. I've got many, many feet of rope light. And I got the little thing to plug it in. But anyway, I haven't figured out a use for it. So what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, making lamps. Do I have to make something out of rope light? Maybe, but, you know, I don't want anybody to see it and go, oh, it's just rope light. Really? That's the best you could do? Rope light? No, that's not the best I can do. But you know what I really need is I need a flow jet or some, like an industrial laser cutter. Make my job a lot easier. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. What's next on the agenda today for the Dubious Goals Committee? Well, puff corn. That's right. I said puff corn, not popcorn. I like to eat Chester's puff corn. And what this is a Cheetos product. It is a Frito-Lay product. I got the bag right here. Cheese flavored. Chester's puff corn, oven baked. Unlike popcorn, no holes or hard kernels. So basically what this is cornmeal that's extruded, and then instead of fried, it's somehow flash air-baked. And you end up with basically what looks like a packing peanut with orange powder all over it. And they're delicious. And this is a much different texture than a puffed Cheeto. It's very soft. It's very unusual. It's very much like popcorn, but without the crunchy hole business. But to eat these cheese products, because there is actually cheese in it and lactic acid, so I got to take one of my magic pills. Ooh, I clipped the mic. Oh, it's still clipping. Take out this pill over here. I'm not even going to fix that. I don't care. Nobody's listening. Take my pill. Ah, so delicious. And the other thing is I'm drinking my, quote, blackberry grape drink. I saw some weird brand cans of who knows what that mostly was natural flavors. And so I got a couple just to see what they were like, and they're on sale real super cheap, like 40 cents a can for those big, like, pints or whatever those giant cans are. And most of them are okay, but this is clearly not blackberry grape. It's obviously apple juice and red currant and maybe a little bit of grape in there. But these puff corns. Oh. Yeah, so I dumped a bunch into a bowl. The serving size is 42 pieces. 42 pieces. That seems high to me, but then again, these things are mostly air. Mm-hmm. And they're so cheesy. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, just the cheesiest packing styrofoam you'll ever eat. Oh, it's a miracle what they can do with technology these days. Plus this yummy, delicious drink. Mmm. And I swear to God, it's got beet juice in it for the color. Mmm. Ah, that is quite delicious. I like the other one better. There was a mango and peach one that was really good. And you know what's really weird is I really like the flavor of mangoes, but I don't like the way they smell. So every time I eat mango stuff, I have to hold my breath while I eat it. There's no other food like that for me that I can think of. It's kind of strange. Huh. That is kind of strange. Well. Huh. Well, what do you expect from the Dubious Goals Committee? That's right. This is a non-radio. My name is Tobe, and I need to think about this some more and figure it out. So, while I do that, I want you to listen to this.
Telephone. the rip ripple chips. Got the rip ripple chips. Ripple chips. Ripple chips. Ripple chips. Dip, 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 dip it. Pop up the gas grill. Come on, come on, pop up the gas grill. Keep it on, don't pop up the gas grill. That's right, that's right. Pop up the gas grill. Grill it on that. Pop up the gas grill. Come on, come on, pop up the gas grill. Keep it going, y'all. Pump up the gas grill.
Pump it.
Pump up the gas grill. Pump up the gas grill.
Yo, pump it.
Pump up the gas grill. Pump up the gas grill.
Toast your buns
on my deck tonight.
I said toast your buns
on my deck tonight.
Toast your buns on my.
Toast your buns on my.
Toast your buns on my deck tonight.
I don't suppose you know who that was this morning, do you? That was no less a personage than the Minister of the Interior. A new Minister of the Interior, and what they call a very new broom. Well, these new ridiculous ideas have come at last, and orders are orders. But I may say to you in confidence, I do not approve. An eye for an eye, I say. If someone hits you, you hit back, do you not? Why then should not the state, very severely hit by you brutal hooligans, not hit back also? The new view is to say no. The new view is that we turn the bad into good. All of which seems to me to be grossly unjust, eh?
Sir. Shut up, filthy hole, you scum!
You are to be reformed. Tomorrow you will go to this man Brodsky. You will be leaving here. You will be transferred to the Ludovico Medical Facility. It is believed that you will be able to leave state custody in a little over a fortnight. I suppose that prospect pleases you.
Answer me, the governor, ask you a question!
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I've done my best here. I really have, sir. I'm very grateful to all concerned, sir.
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm the chairman. My name is Tobe. This is a non-radio, whether you like it or not. And as I look at the agenda, we are down to item 7B. Photographs of turkeys. Yes, I got a lot of good pictures of turkeys the other day. And even a picture with turkeys with a marmot. There's a big fat marmot in the middle of a field, and these turkeys are just hanging out with them, and they're all grubbing down on whatever good stuff's growing in the field. But I can't upload them because of some recent DDoS, and I can't get the damn gallery to work. Or maybe it's part of the upgrade too, but I had all kinds of problems today when SDF got slammed. Item 7C. Photographs of the fat squirrel that I saw today. Same problem. Item 8. There really isn't an agenda. I make this stuff up as I go along. But we knew that already. I've got my television on with the sound off, and I can see it out of the corner of my eye, and I've got the highlight show for the Europa League games that were on today. And boy, there was a lot of red cards I just happened to notice. But I won't bore you with talk of the Europa League, because I know everybody listens to this, or the reason nobody does, in fact, listen to this is Tobe only talks about stuff that nobody ever knows anything about. I don't know what the hell he's talking about at any given time, so I'm not less on, yeah, well, oh well. Oh no, I got no listeners. What am I gonna do? I have to drive traffic to my radio show, the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on a non-radio. Oh, that reminds me. Do you want to buy a lamp? Well, you know, it's not really so much of a lamp as it is kind of a light sculpture and a sort of lamp. It gives off light, but you might not be reading by it. The best thing about it is that it is completely unique. And if you'd like to buy one, email me. You know how to get a hold of me. Don't pretend like you don't. Did I mention I saw some ducks today? Yeah, I went out to the pond. There were some geese. A whole bunch of ducks. Wood ducks and a lot of mallards. And I didn't see the blue herons. It was raining a little bit. It was sort of drizzly. But all of the wood ducks were freaking out. And I saw fat squirrel. I already mentioned the fat squirrel, but I saw the fat squirrel shortly before I saw the ducks, and that fat squirrel is firmly etched in my mind. I really should try uploading that photograph again, because you gotta see the fat squirrel. It's ridiculous. And speaking of the pond, and by pond I mean this wetlands that's near my house that I hang out at, I am now in possession of the tiger trap, and so it's my job this spring coming up to try to catch tigers at the wetland. And when I say tigers, unfortunately I don't mean a large cat. I do in fact mean tiger salamanders. Apparently this wetland is an ideal place for tiger salamanders to habitate. And so we're looking for them and trying to see if we have any. And we've been looking for the last, I don't know, two, or will this be like the third year now? And so we have this trap. And I'm loathe to call it a trap because it sounds like an evil, horrible thing. But it's just this like little wire cage that has a little ramp in it. And so the salamanders can crawl in. And then when they get in it, they can't crawl back out unless you open the spring-loaded door, and it's perfectly safe. It doesn't hurt them or kill them in any way. We just want to see if we have any, and so what we do is we go place this strategically in areas where we think, oh, this would be a good place for tiger salamanders, and we leave it there, and we place it just on the edge of the water just right, and in the spring, when apparently they're mating, they have this funny behavior where they go skipping along the water line and they go in and out of little nooks and crannies looking for apparently female tiger salamanders. And this is how you apparently trap them. So then we put the trap out and we check it every day, and I go and I check it twice a day. Just because I go to this place so often, especially in the spring. Oh, and I noticed there was some new beaver damage today too. That was really funny. The water level is really high. When the water level is really high, beavers come in and they think, ooh, this would be a nice place to build a dam. So they start chewing down trees, and that's always hilarious, but not super good for all of the people who need to have the trees. Birds, mostly. But I still haven't seen the beaver there, even though I have been looking. And boy, when I find them, you'll probably be the first people to know. But I'm looking at the clock now, and I'm noticing that I'm starting to run out of time, and I'm proud to say that guess who's not coming up next? That's right. You do not have to listen to DJ Kumata today, right after my show, because today, oh boy, he's back. It's true. You didn't just hear a rumor or see something in comm that didn't quite make sense. It is a fact. Barnacle has returned. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Immediately following my show, you will be able to tune into the Barnacle Show. Who knows what he'll have up his sleeve today? It might be really interesting, as usual, because, as you know, he will be broadcasting live from his new location in sunny California. That's right. Live from the West Coast. He's a West Coast dog now. He's hip. He's suave. He's the Barnacle Boy. Tune in right after this. That's right. Okay. So, I really should get out of here. So, I'm going to take off. This has been the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. And you're listening to Anon Radio. You're going to listen to some beeps, some weirdness, and then coming right up after me, DJ Barnacle. So, bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You gonna be Radio Kitty?